With me in the studio is Kurt Dinan, who is writer in residence this year at the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County. Welcome to Around Cincinnati, Kurt.
Hi, Lee. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about your background a bit and how you came to be the writer in residence.
Well, let's see. I basically have grown up here in Cincinnati, and I've taught at Lakota schools, and I currently teach at Mason High School. I didn't start writing until I was in my 30s. Last year, I guess it would have been last year, right? April of 2016, my first novel came out, a young adult novel called Don't Get Caught. Midway through the summer, a friend of mine sent me just a link to the story about the Cincinnati Public Library Writer in Residence program. I read about it, and I think whenever you find what you're passionate about, you want to share that. And the Writer in Residence program gives me a lot of opportunities to share what I've learned in writing. So I applied thinking I had zero chance of getting the position. But then I was called in for an interview, and in October, they announced the award and that I had won. And it's been my position ever since, and I'll carry that through until the next Writer in Residence is named next October.
So what does the position entail?
That was the first question I asked in my interview, because I wasn't entirely sure. You know, it's a position that's really set up to have a writer theoretically in residence to share their knowledge. So for the Cincinnati Public Library, you know, it was kind of, what do I want to do with it? And my knowledge base is in writing fiction. Jeff Hilliard, who did it last year, did, you know, programs on poetry and on fiction writing and on other things. But my knowledge is in mostly in writing fiction. So I'm going to use my position to do a few things. One, I maintain a blog for them on writing, and I update that a couple of times a month. I've been doing monthly interviews with local authors about writing and learning tips and sharing knowledge and whatever. And then I will be doing 5 workshops on fiction writing starting in early February. We'll do one a month for the next 5 months, kind of walking somebody through the process of writing a novel from the start. Like, how do you brainstorm through the actual writing, through plotting, through revising, and ultimately to traditionally publishing a novel, because that's kind of the path I took.
And where are the workshops going to be held?
They're going to be held down at the library, the main branch. Everyone down there has just been fantastic so far. And, you know, I'm looking forward to people coming out and kind of sharing what I know.
And when's the first one? Do you have the date and the time?
It's February 4th. It's a Saturday. It's from 2 to 4. And that first one will be, I think I've called it, So You've Lost Your Mind and Want to Write a Novel. And it'll cover kind of what that process is for the first part. And then, you know, brainstorming. What do you do when you get stuck? These are all things I definitely don't purport to know everything. And I think most writers will tell you what you have to learn is, the most important thing I've learned is, there's no one way to do it. So I want to at least share tools that I've learned and read about and come up with myself to, you know, kind of work out a novel even from the start to get the foundation right so that when you do begin, you're successful at it.
Do you attack at any point, or approach rather, perhaps, trying to get it published?
Yeah, that'll be the last thing I'll do. I think if you're going to write a novel, the end goal should be to get it published. You can write for yourself. I think that's great. But if you're going to write a novel, I think the goal should be to get it out there. And so how do you do that? And, you know, once you get the writing down and revising and revising and revising, which I think is so essential, there are many paths to publication now. I took a very traditional path with writing letters to agents and sending them parts of the manuscript and then the whole manuscript, et cetera, and then going through a revising process, et cetera, with them. But getting an agent is a terrible process. Writing a query letter to an agent is, I would rather have to write a Victorian romance novel than write another query letter to an agent. But I'm going to help people do that. I mean, because it's something that's really important, kind of has to be done if you're going to go that route. And, you know, I can share what I've learned because I've done them.
Did you work with the Writer's Digest, which is here in town?
You know, I didn't. And this is really kind of absurd on my part, just showing what I know and don't know. I didn't know Writer's Digest was located here in town. And then I struck up a friendship with another writer on Twitter who just happened to mention that she worked for Writer's Digest and that she lives here in town, Jessica Strasser. She has a novel coming out, I believe, in March or April. And through her, ended up writing an article for their online magazine about crafting voice in a young adult novel and whatnot. And, you know, it's been fantastic. They run that every now and then, and it seems to really connect with a lot of people.
During your residency, are you going to be working with any of the high schools or even the younger folks?
I definitely am. I know in the summer I will work with Xavier, and they have like teen writing workshops. And there's been talk of me running some workshops down at the library. Writer in residence in the past have gone out to certain high schools and elementary schools and worked. But I think it was kind of decided and agreed upon that since I work in Mason High School, you know, where I have creative writing classes and whatnot, me getting out into the public is, it's one, it's kind of difficult to work around my day. But secondly, I'm already kind of doing that. So there are going to be smaller workshops I'll do. And all of this, I think, is found on the Cincinnati Public Library's website.
And the workshops down at the library are going to be free?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 2 hours, hopefully nuts and bolts stuff. I think writers are really good at talking in lofty things. Like, you have to let your muse speak to you and you have to, you know, do this. I'm like, no, this is, I'm more of a try this. Like, literally sit down and try to write this way or make a list of this. So I'm hoping to do that for about, I don't know, an hour and a half of the workshop and answer questions throughout. I think there's a lot of writers out there who get stuck. Writing is very much a solitary effort in a lot of ways. You hole up in your basement, which is what I do, and write. But being around other writers, it's very empowering. It's very invigorating. And you learn a lot. So I'm hoping to kind of have that community.
And the workshops, they'll be for all ages?
All ages. I teach creative writing classes. I have kids who write better than I do. They have a raw talent that I could only dream of having at 16 or 17 years old. You know, I have students who want to write novels, who are writing novels. I also work with somebody who's older than I am, and he talks about this novel he has in his head, and he wants to write it. So all ages can come, absolutely.
Doesn't the library also have a new tool that they've given to writers, and that is publishing? Or at least printing their books?
Yes. The makerspace, if people haven't been down to the Cincinnati Public Library lately, and I don't know even how long it's been there because I live out in the suburbs, but the makerspace area at the main branch is one of the most amazing places I've ever been. There are places to learn to sew and to use a 3D printer and to make buttons and to digitally print things and, you know, make photo albums with your computer and whatnot. And part of that is a bookmaking machine and process that people can use if they just want to write something themselves and print it, maybe to hand down to their kids and whatnot. They have that capability and technology, yes.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful year ahead of you down at the public library.
I'm very excited. I'm very excited to have received this honor and excited to see kind of where it takes me.
Thanks for coming in, Kurt.
Thanks for having me, Lee.
We've been speaking with Kurt Dinan, who is the writer in residence this year at the Public Library of Cincinnati in Hamilton County. For information about the workshops, go to our website where you'll find a link to the library's website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.